Simon Aluti, and other officials, President Mahama toured the refurbished arrival hall and other facilities. He was impressed with the work done. The president, led by Mr. Aluti, also toured the 7-story Ghana Civil Aviation Authority's training school to familiarize himself with the facilities there. He prayed that the aviation training school becomes a center of excellence in aviation in West Africa. The president was optimistic that the 20% reduction in aviation fuel will attract other airlines to refuel at the airport.
One of the complaints that I have constantly received is the one about Accra being a high cost, point cost for aviation fuel. And so my understanding is that several airlines prefer to load up on their fuel outside Accra. And so we've consulted with the National Petroleum Authority, and the National Petroleum Authority has agreed to adjust the cost of aviation fuel and reduce it by 20%. I'm sure this would improve the volumes that the airlines take, and it will make Ghana a preferred destination for fueling up.
Minister of Transport, Fifi Kweti, asked the managing director of GCAA to maintain the facility in order to safeguard the immense investment that has been put into the construction of the building, which includes an aviation simulation center.
Let me use the opportunity to emphasize the need to observe a prudent maintenance culture, which unfortunately has been the bane in our country. The poor maintenance of existing public assets has been one of the major sources of the poor quality service delivery we experience in some of our public sector institutions. The deterioration of infrastructure represents an enormous drain on national costs. We must therefore, as Ghanaians, resolve to cultivate and sustain a solid culture of maintenance. I would therefore like to use this opportunity to urge the management to take good care of this edifice in order to safeguard the enormous investment and socio-economic potential this project represents.
The Director General of GCAA, Simon Aluti, said reputable international aviation organizations, including ICAO, have adopted the Ghana Aviation Training Academy, GATA, as center for the training of aviation experts in West Africa.
We at the Ghana Civil Aviation Authority will implement the needed strategies to ensure GATA becomes a center of excellence within Africa.
President Mahama rounded up his inspection with a visit to the construction site of the Terminal 3. Progress of work was more than 25%, and the hundreds of Ghanaian workers were excited to see the president. Cecilia reporting for Radio Ghana.
The Chamber of Petroleum Consumers has reduced the price of fuel by 5%. The reduction is the first fuel window for the month of August under the National Petroleum Authority, NPA's, deregulation pricing program. In a statement, executive of the chamber said prices on the world markets have gone down by more than 17.164% from previous levels. However, the prices are yet to be reflected at the pumps. The chamber has advised consumers to patronize a few oil marketing companies who have demonstrated price sensitivity. This is said is the only way those charging higher prices will begin to appreciate the need to give value for money in petroleum prices.
The Minister of Finance said says the country's energy challenges will be solved and the word doomsaw associated with the problem will soon vanish from the Ghanaian vocabulary. Said the power sector holds prospect for growth for the country as electricity drives every aspect of the economy. Mr. Tekpe, who is the acting Minister of Power, said the energy sector deserved attention by all Ghanaians to ensure that the country had enough generation, transmission and distribution of uninterrupted power supply. The minister was speaking at the opening of a three-day mid-year performance review conference for the Ministry of Power and its related agencies and departments at Ada in the Greater Accra region. Mr. Tekpe said the Ministry of Power has done enough to bring the power situation to normalcy and urged engineers and managers of the sector to continue to explore ways to end the crisis, even if it calls for performing magic.
President John Mahama has appointed a former Deputy Commissioner of Police, Daniel Julius Avoga, as coordinator of government's anti-human trafficking activities. A former director of legal services of the Ghana Police Service, Mr. Avoga's appointment will help in government's ongoing efforts against human trafficking.
Professor Ebenezer Odrowus, who has been inducted into office as the 12th Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, speaking after his induction at Legon, Professor Owusu said the university authorities would engage relevant stakeholders in the public and private sectors to identify key areas of focus and emphasis to guide its research training programs. This will help tailor teaching and research in the university in order to feed industries and development in general.
Meanwhile, Professor Kwesi Obidanso has also been inducted as the 10th Vice Chancellor of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology at a ceremony in Kumasi. In his inaugural address, Professor Obidanso outlined his vision and priorities in advancing the frontiers of KNUST. In this regard, the new Vice Chancellor indicated that the 2016-2017 academic year admissions, which have already begun, will be reviewed to amend some of the cut-off points in favor of girls under a new initiative codenamed STEM for Girls, with a view to creating a congenial atmosphere to encourage more females to pursue courses in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
President John Mahama has asked the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, SRAJ, to dismiss allegations of conflict of interest leveled against him. There are three separate petitions against the president over allegations of a Ford expedition vehicle gifted to him by a Burkinabe contractor. Two of the petitions are from the Progressive People's Party, PPP, and the youth wing of the CPP, while one is from the minority in parliament. But in a response dated July 18, 2016, signed by Tony Lisa, lawyer for President Mahama, and addressed the acting commissioner of SRAJ, the president said he is innocent of the allegations leveled against him. The petitioners are asking SRAJ to hold that President Mahama has violated Article 284 of the 1992 Constitution.
The National Steering Committee of Ghana's Child Online Protection Initiative has been inaugurated in Accra. The initiative is to establish a collaborative network for promoting child online protection through information sharing, providing guidance and best practices on safe online behavior. Inaugurating the committee under the auspices of the Ministry of Communications, the Sector Minister, Dr. Edward Omanebuama, said rapid growth in information technology has brought in its wake the disturbing trend of various online evils, with children being the most vulnerable. Priscilla also answer has more.
Dr. Omanebuama said the internet has become a necessary evil, since in as much as it is an educational tool and is an avenue for several opportunities, it has also increased vices such as pornography, plagiarism, sexting, and child abuse imagery. He said it is for this reason that the nation should devise monitoring and regulatory mechanisms to protect the citizens, especially children.
The initiative works with partners to develop cybersecurity strategies across these areas to promote safe online environments for children around the world, including children in Ghana. Third, financial crimes and real activists and hackers lurking in the corners of the tubular network of the internet, ready and willing to recruit children and even adults with a view to initiating them into their operations and eventually to turn them into prayer tools for the pursuit of their own crucial and disastrous agenda.
Dr. Omanebuama also called on the telecommunication entities to also come on board to help the regulatory and monetary mechanisms to help deal with the ills of the sector.
Our Child Online Protection Initiative to promote a global culture of digital citizenship and encourage the establishment of cooperative arrangements for sharing information in order to eliminate or mitigate risk to children and young people online. After engaging stakeholders, building and nurturing the development of the national cybersecurity strategy, the moment is now opportune to advance the national mechanism to protect children online. This can only be done when we come together, understand our role better, and discharge our responsibilities in a concerted manner.
A member of the National Steering Committee for Ghana's Child Online Protection Initiative and CEO of J Initiative, Mrs. Awo Aidam Amenya, in a presentation said the committee, as part of its mandate, will review the legislative framework and also focus on capacity building processes for parents and guardians.
We want to focus on what our children are seeing online. It's not enough for them to have access and do all the good things there is to it. So they brought about the Child Online Protection Initiative, which is an initiative of the IT, the National Telecommunications Union, of which Ghana is a member of. And that initiative basically is to encourage the positive and responsible use of the internet. And while doing that, restrict access to dangerous things that children have been exposed to.
The 27-member committee is chaired by Nene Nagaikasa, chief of Agomeda, known in private life as Mike Gizo. The acting director general of GBC, Mrs. Francisca Ashiteodontin, is his deputy.
Priscilla also answer reporting. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Electoral Commission clarifies issues on transmission of results. Aviation fuel goes down by 20% as petroleum products are reduced marginally. New vice chancellors of KNUST and University of Ghana inducted into office. GTV Sports Plus launches program to telecast three league competitions from various countries. And Pope Francis condemns perception linking Islam to terrorism. We take a break. Parliament has entered into a memorandum of understanding, MOU, with the Westminster Foundation for Democracy in the United Kingdom to build the capacity of MPs and staff of the parliamentary service. The MOU was signed by the Speaker, Eduardo Ajaho, on behalf of Parliament, and Andrew Rosendale, Member of Parliament for Romford in London, on behalf of the Foundation. Mr. Ajaho commended the Foundation for choosing Ghana as the hub of its operations in West Africa. He said the MOU is a fitting testimony and acknowledgement of Ghana's ever-improving democratic credentials. He said the signing of the MOU will deepen the relationship between Parliament and the Foundation. Mr. Ajaho said the objectives of the MOU will materialize if members of the Programme Steering Committee exhibit commitment and diligence to the pact, and urged members of the committee to bring any difficulty they encounter during the implementation of the programme to his attention. The MP for Romford, Andrew Rosendale, said the UK has special relations with Ghana because of the historic bonds and partnerships through the Commonwealth of Nations. He described the new partnership as the beginning of a new chapter between the two countries and expressed the Foundation's commitment to help improve the work of Parliament.
The Data Protection Commission has threatened to prosecute organizations, companies and individuals who are potential data controllers but have failed to register with the Commission. In a statement signed by the Executive Director, Teki Akwete Falconer, it says the requirement is in accordance with the Data Protection Act of 2012, Act 843. It said it is worrying that despite notifications, the affected institutions have failed to comply with the May 31 deadline, leaving the Commission with no option than taking measures to prosecute them. We bring you details of the statement.
The Data Protection Commission in April this year issued a press release reminding all organizations who perform functions as data controllers to comply with their mandatory requirements in accordance with Section 27, Clause 1 of the Data Protection Act 2012, Act 843, and register with the Commission. The release was the fourth in a series since the Commission commenced registration of potential data controllers in May 2015, besides issuance of letters to affected organizations, advertisements and radio and television public sensitization. The Commission wishes to caution that in reference to Section 56 and 95 of the Data Protection Act, it has no other option than to initiate legal action against the potential organizations, companies or individuals whose actions or inactions by indication could be established as sheer defiance or apathetic. Affected organizations, companies or individuals are those who handle these personal information, administrative records, employment records, financial records, telecommunication records, security records, legal records, among others.
You heard a news desk report.
The traditional council has joined groups and individuals who are mounting pressure on President John Mahama to use his prerogative of mercy to pardon the jailed Moutier FM trio. According to the council, although they are not against the rule of law and do not have any problem with the judgment, they believe that any time someone offends the law and shows remorse to temper justice with mercy, addressing the media in Accra yesterday, the acting president of the council, Nidodu Nsaki, described the punishment meted out to the three as too harsh. He said the punishment given to them was too severe, considering the fact that they had earlier shown remorse for their actions. According to him, it would be welcoming news and a massive gift to the Ga people if the president pardoned the convicted Moutier contemptless.
Major road networks in parts of the Upper East region are badly damaged as a result of torrential rains that swept across the region. Communities in the Bulusa South, which is one of the worst affected districts, has been completely cut off as portions of roads linking from BC to other adjoining communities are washed away, making the untarred stretches unmotorable. The situation, which keeps recurring in the wake of downpours, has crippled the movement of people as well as goods and services. To this end, the MP for Bulusa South, Alassane Azon, has requested recognized institutions and the Roads Ministry to consider prioritizing competitive bidding in the award of roads contracts. Thus, he noted, will avoid incidents of shoddy works as only competent contractors will be carefully selected for the execution of road projects.
The channel manager of GTV Sports Plus, George Lomuti, says GBC is committed to providing more airtime for exciting sporting events to help grow the viewership of GTV Sports Plus and all GBC channels. Mr. Lomuti said this at the launch of the Super 3 League in Accra yesterday. The program, which will be telecast live at German Bundesliga, the Italian League and the Chinese Super League, and will be showed every weekend. According to Mr. Lomuti, Ghanaians are enthusiastic to watch beautiful football when the new soccer season gets underway in a few days. Mr. Lomuti explained why Sports Plus chose to show these leagues.
GTV Sports Plus is a 24-hour sports channel. So for us, I mean, if you have to go 24 hours a day showing people sports content, then you need to have variety. So really having variety on our channel is one of the reasons, I mean, one of the things that influenced our decision to get these leagues. Again, I mean, we have to make sure that apart from football, we give our viewers, I mean, other sports to balance content. So certainly there is a reason to buy enough just to make sure that you have variety, like I mentioned. Yeah, so this really is a reason. But then a choice of the leagues, yes, Bundesliga, as we know, is one of the biggest. I mean, we know people talk about the EPL, but then, I mean, you mentioned the best five leagues in the world without mentioning the Bundesliga, without mentioning the Italian Serie A. And now, as we know, I mean, the Chinese league is also coming up strongly with huge investments. I mean, currently we have some of the best coaches in the Chinese Super League, and we have some of the best players also going there. Now, players don't go there to end their career. They go there when they are in their primes. So it's a league that is really coming up strong and fast.
Channel manager of GTV Sports Plus, George Lomuti. Deputy Chinese ambassador to Ghana, Shun Li, said the telecast of the Chinese league will provide a platform for cultural exchange between Ghana and China.
I would like to extend heartfelt congratulations on behalf of Excellency Madame Sun Baofeng, Chinese ambassador to Ghana, and the Chinese embassy in Ghana, to Ghana Broadcasting Corporation's digital terrestrial TV sports channel, GTV Sports Plus, in partnership with Star Times Group to broadcast the three Super Football League, including Chinese Super League. This will be the first time in history for the Ghanaian people to watch the Chinese Super League football matches, which makes me very proud of. I'm deeply convinced that the partnership with GTV Sports Plus to broadcast the Chinese Super League will mark another milestone for Star Times in its exploration of market in Ghana. The decision of GTV Sports Plus is another evidence of the increase of influence of the Chinese Super League. We also hope that Ghana, as a traditional African soccer power, can help China to elevate the competitiveness of our national teams.
That was Deputy Chinese Ambassador to Ghana, Shun Li. Launching the program, the Human Resource Manager of GBC, John Osekwa Asari, said GBC relies on TV license to fund its programs and it can roll out more exciting programs if citizens pay their TV license promptly. On the foreign front, Pope Francis has condemned the habit of linking Islam with terrorism, saying nearly all religions have a small group of fundamentalists, addressing a group of reporters on board the Catholic leader's plane flying him back to Rome after a pilgrimage to Poland. Pope Francis said it is not right to identify Islam with violence. He said that the Islam State of Iraq and Levant group presents itself with a violent identity, but that is not Islam. The Pope was in Poland for World Youth Day, a week-long event attended by over a million pilgrims.
And the South Sudanese minister and opposition figure Lan Akho has resigned, saying the peace deal designed to heal the troubled young nation is dead. He calls for President Salva Kiir's unity government to leave power. Lam Akho was an agriculture minister in Mr. Kiir's administration and is the leader of the opposition Sudan People's Liberation Movement for Democratic Change Party. Mr. Akho has also spoken out against rebel leader Rick Masha, whose forces have clashed in recent weeks with government troops royal to Salva Kiir.
And now to end the news, the main points again. The Electoral Commission says the decision to put in place an electronic results transmission system for the 2016 elections was not taken unilaterally by the Commission. A statement signed by Head of Communications of the EC, Eric Jakwasu, said the decision was part of the several reform proposals made by the Electoral Reform Committee, which was set up by the Commission and had representation from all political parties. Ghana has reduced the price of aviation fuel by 20%. This follows an appeal by industry players to President Mahama for a reduction of the fuel, which is the most expensive in the sub-region, and airlines prefer to refuel their aircraft in neighboring countries. Meanwhile, the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers has also reduced the price of fuel by 5%. The Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology and University of Ghana have inducted into office their new vice chancellor. Professor Kwesi Obidanso is for the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, while Professor Ebenezer Odrowusu is the vice chancellor of the University of Ghana. GTV Sports Plus has launched a program to telecast three league competitions from various countries. And Pope Francis has condemned the perception linking Islam with terrorism, saying nearly all religions have a small group of fundamentalists. The news was presented by Yvonne Atilego
and Barbara Kubina Kraft.